Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Learning Center. We're so glad to have you all here, excited to continue our conversation on the influence of music, and looking forward to hearing from each of you, to sharing, you know, how does music inspire you? Absolutely amazing week that we had before us, and we're looking forward, of course, to the week ahead, but before we go there, let's go ahead and reflect on what we learned this previous week. So if you don't mind, let's go ahead and bow our heads in prayer before we get started. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the continued opportunity to serve you. We thank you for the words that you give us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this music that you have gifted us, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, may we use them all in praising you. Heavenly Father, we are gracious for the opportunity to learn more about music, learn more about its melodies, learn more about the impact on the ministry that you call us to walk in each and every day of our lives. And we are grateful that you've given us this time to explore it some more. So thank you, Lord, for once again bringing us all together for this platform, for this ministry, Heavenly Father. May you continue to lift our leader and continue to lift all who are here with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So tonight, once again, we are talking about the influence of music. Music in itself, right? We learned so much this week. But music in itself unites people. It separates. But also, music makes you lose control. Y'all know that song. It sets the mood. It sets the tone, right? It sets the vibe. It moves you. It inspires you. It does so much. But whether it's the beat or the rhythm, the melody or the tune, we even need it, right, to set the mood of what we want to have, the mood we want to have, or we choose to listen to the music which reflects the mood that we're in. But the question is, are the lyrics holy? Or as was posted on Facebook today, hell hot, right? Holy or hell hot? What are those lyrics? What are those lyrics saying? Because the lyrics themselves can truly have an impact on your mind and the way you think. Thus, we have to choose wisely what we allow into our eardrums. Music, of course, is what God created, and it is an absolutely powerful tool. Now, do we use it for his good? Do we use it to please him? And I know, I believe Miss LaTanya has something to share about that. Don't you, Miss LaTanya?
Yes, I do, actually. I heard you say... when you clean, you have to have music. That's one thing I'll share. Before I can fall asleep peacefully, I have to have the music playing, and it's a serene type, you know, Christian music, if you will. So that's just something that I've gotten used to, but we've talked a lot about how a lot of us have seen in our lives that, you know, music can profoundly affect our emotions, and that can either be positively or negatively. So when we look at the big picture, simply put, the creation of music was intended by God to be a powerful and a positive tool. And it was also brought up in Colossians 3 and 17, but I went back a verse in Colossians 3 and 16, and it states, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." And it's so profound because, again, some time ago, I realized just how much of everything in life, every single thing, we can find in Scripture. So who would have thought that as we were talking about the influence of music, we would be learning so much in that aspect. But I also went to Second Chronicles, and it talks about how all of the men of Israel assembled with King Solomon to celebrate the Ark of the Covenant's arrival at the completed temple. And we're told that in addition to the feast and the sacrifices that were made to honor God, music was played. So again, so profound in how music was used back then as well as it is used today, but also the influence and the impact that it has. It also states that if we go a little further, when the singers and the musicians praise God in song, which there were over 120 priests playing the trumpet alone, which I did not know, they all played as one to make one sound. And I don't know if anybody has seen the movie Drumline, but I just remember that phrase being one band, one sound. So that's really the specific purpose. It's a lot of different lyrics. We talked about melodies, all to make one sound. And it's also to be in harmony. So nowadays we hear a lot of disorderly things, and it's found in much of our secular music. But back then, when it talks about in the scripture, the result of the music being played was uplifting. And also we see that the immediate effect in God's response was so profound that it says the temple was filled with a cloud. So that means that God was approved. He approved of it. He was pleased with it. And that's ultimately what we have to remember as we think about music. Is it glorifying God? So much like you said in the beginning, Tiana, that impact that it has. You know, we all know about 12 Play by R. Kelly and No Scrubs mm-hmm. by TLC, but how is that pleasing God? You know, that type of music that's going into our psyche. So just some things to point out and some things that stood out for me as we talked about the influence of music. But just one more thing I want to point out, that as well as listening to music, learning to play music can also be rewarding as well. So it's been said that the mental discipline required to learn to play an instrument with skill can stimulate the mind in so many amazing ways. So when we look at the Psalms, they were actually composed as poetry, but it ended up being set to music. So again, just seeing how profound music is, but not just listening to music, also playing music. So just a few things that mm-hmm. I wanted to point out.
Oh, yeah. That one band, one sound, right? That's pure harmony, right? And what's harmony? It's when all comes together, when it's all on one accord, when the sound is exactly the same. One band, one sound. And it's interesting because it's that one band, one sound that keeps us listening. It's that thing that gravitates us to hear what's being played, what words are being said. One question actually Miss Candy asked this morning in morning prayer was, what song inspires you? What is it that keeps you moving? And one of the things that hit me was that over my life it has been albums. It's been the composition of that flow to the next song, to the next song. That one band, one sound, it keeps it going. It tells a message all the way throughout the album. For me, the one that is in my life most recently would be the Hello Fair album. For me, the song right now that's just jamming for me, that keeps me inspired, is the 1, 2, 3, you know, we got victory. That song, it's immediately gets me ready, gets me riled up, like, all right, it's time to go. That's right, we got victory, we got this. And it's important to know whether or not those songs have that influence on you in a positive, right? It's powerful. The music that God gives us is powerful, and it should be positive, right? Once again, what is it going into our ears? And Mr. DJ, one band, one sound. What is it that inspires you when it comes to music?
Well, I wish it was as simple as one answer. being a member of Kappa Kappa Psi Band Fraternity, one band, one sound refers to the different instruments. There are 9 instruments that make up the whole pyramid of sound, and each instrument has a different sound, and each instrument represents a different band. But when you're together collectively, one band, one sound means that all of them are playing in tune in the same key for the same purpose. And that brings me to the total definition of music. The problem with music, a lot of people want to say music is opinionated. And I say different. Music is mathematical. The problem is not the music. The problem is the lyrics. There's no bad note, or that note is of the devil. You know, you still have the same D flat scale, G scale. All the notes are divine. They're celestial. Now, what you do with them is something different. If they are mathematically correct, then it's called music. If not, it's called noise. There's a song, and I'm pretty sure, and I hope I'm not stepping on any toes, but Kirk Franklin. Kirk Franklin has a lot of songs that we knew as secular, and he's turned them into gospel. Same music, same collection of notes. But the difference is the lyrics. The song that he did called Smile is one of my favorites, but the original song came out by Scarface. And it definitely wasn't talking about that kind of smile. So, again, same music, same notes, same sound. But the lyrics are different. For those of us that don't really believe that music is that powerful, when's the last time you really paid attention to a commercial that did not have a musical jingle in the background? Do you really, really remember that commercial? Or better yet, you hear love songs 24/7 at any time of the year, okay? You can hear Michael Jackson's Thriller pretty much every time of the year except for 1 month. And I'm trying to see if anyone knows the time of year that they do not play Michael Jackson's Thriller, which is what I'm alluding to now. When is the last time you heard Silent Night? When's the last time you heard Hark the Herald?
Mm-hmm.
Or Oh Holy Night? You only hear that during what we call the Christmas time for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, these are songs that are uplifting and praise and worship to God.
That's right.
Are we not Christians? Are we not His people? Why isn't it okay for us to play or listen to those type of songs other than just during his birthday? So don't tell me that music is not powerful and it's not subliminal. There's a certain time of the year that they only play those songs. If you were at an event or just on your radio and you heard Donny Hathaway's This Christmas, you're going to ask, what's wrong with y'all?
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you hear the Temptations Silent Night, you're going to say, what's wrong with y'all? And it's the 4th of July. Or better yet, if you're in the Christmas spirit, I don't think too many people want to hear Thriller. Then so why are you playing Thriller in this Christmas time? So what I'm saying is the power lies within us. And be it as it may, we are going to be held accountable for that. We are going to be held accountable for what we listen to and what we portray. And, yes, certain songs do put you in the mood. And to break it down and prove it, you look at a serpent. A serpent ain't nothing but a snake. Now, if you go to India, they play an instrument. They play an oboe or a flute, and it'll charm that snake, that same poisonous snake that'll kill you dead. And they'll play that instrument, and they can put that snake to sleep. That's a snake. That's the devil. But that same instrument, no lyrics. There's no vocal, no rapping, no dancing. Just the sound subliminally charms that snake. In band, we always say music charms the soul. And that is the truth. Music does charm the soul. But you add that charm to some of the stuff that we listen to, oh, my goodness. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not being a hypocrite because I know most of you all on your wedding night, you're not going to be listening to Shirley Caesar. You probably don't want the Luther Vandross and other stuff. I understand that, but I'm just saying we have to be careful. You know, a wise teacher of mine, sixth grade teacher, used to say, garbage in, garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
Birds of a feather flock together. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That means those influences, whether you know it or not, carry and depict your day. Sometimes if you ever been in a good mood and you hear a song on the radio and you're just doing fine, and then that song goes off, you get to work and somebody says something wrong to you, and then the attitude comes out. You ever thought about
yes.
that? That sometimes that sets the whole day. I had a teacher friend of mine that used to listen to nothing but rap music and vulgar language. And I said, why do you do that? And he said, I listen to it because we hear it at school, and it'll prepare me for it. So it's not a big shocker. I don't have to just really go off when I hear it. And I thought about that. And I said, oh, wow. In its simplicity, it made sense. But then at the same time, when you go in the doctor's office and they're playing a nice myth, or the dentist's office, and they're playing these nice melodic tunes, it helps you relax. It helps you calm down. I believe it was Texas that implored during lunch for the elementary kids to stop acting wild or what have you. They would play classical music. And I was like, kids don't really want to hear classical music. It's hard to kind of fight somebody when you're listening to classical music or gospel music. And believe it or not, it worked. So music does have power. That's my whole point. But just to reflect on everything, we've had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful 2 days on the call. And there are several avenues that we can go with this music. But ask yourself, what are you putting in? And then you will know what you're getting out.
That's all right. Thank you, Mr. DJ. Great summarization indeed. We have one caller that we want to get to hear what inspires her with music. Let's see. Good evening, caller.
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's Candy. I just wanted to share a part of a conversation that I was a part of earlier about music, and we were talking about how we can all pretty much agree that if we hear an R. Kelly song, Luther Vandross, any of these people, we agree that these songs are baby-making songs. And people say that. It's not a point that's argued. We laugh about it, all of that. We can pretty much also agree that when we hear certain church songs and things, that they are inspiring. It takes us to a different place. Again, we don't argue about that. We all say, you know, the music moves us, encourages us to do all of these things. But then, friend that I was talking to, he said, why is it that, you know, when we talk about rap music, why is there an argument as to whether rap music or rock and metal and all that stuff puts you in a certain mood? Because, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, rap music or rock music will poison your mind, and then it puts you into certain mood to want to do things. And then the other side will say, no, that's not true. It's just music. And so we were talking about how interesting it is that we can agree that R&B songs, some R&B songs will, you know, promote certain behaviors. Gospel songs will promote certain behaviors. But then there is that disconnect when it's rock or rap songs. And we were just talking about how interesting that was, that the things that are easily identified, we tend to say, okay, that music has a certain influence. But then this other type of music, we don't want to give it that same credit. So I just wanted to put that out there because not knowing what our topic was or anything like that, person was just having this conversation with me about it, and I just wanted to share it with all of us as a point to just think about how it's so easy for us to identify what certain music does, but then on the flip side of that, we're not as willing to say that about some other types of music. So just as we're talking about the influence of music, see how it is on a global basis. But that's all I wanted to share.
Thank you so much, Ms. Candy. Truly appreciate that. That's the truth indeed. We are okay with one type, but may not necessarily like another type and how it influences us one way or the other. But still, as Mr. DJ said, as Mr. Carr said, throughout this week, as we all know, it still boils down to the lyrics. We've got to be able to, as we expect, listen to, respect one another. We also have to be able to accept, listen to, and respect different types of music once again that those lyrics lead us to a positive, powerful, inspirational message. Mr. Carr, you have anything you'd like to share with us tonight?
Yeah, thank you all for that. One of the things I want to get back to is a topic at hand, the Learning Center. One of the things when we discuss this topic, the influence of music, we definitely have to keep in mind what music is. Music is, by definition, is an art. It's an art of sound, if you will. Expressions, ideas, emotions, forms. It can be worship. It can be praise. It's rhythm. It's melody. It's harmony. All combined together, it makes one, you know, song enveloped with significant meaning. You know, this is this call for learning center, learning. This is what music is. That's what music is. And we have to be very careful as to what we are engaged in. You know, so learn about the music that you listen to. You know, I know of some things a long time ago when we were kids, we used to say things like, you know, if you can understand what I'm saying, say, huh? And you say, huh? Somebody just called you stupid because they said, if you can't understand what I'm saying, then you're stupid, say, huh? And that's what music does. I would have to disagree with one thing that Mr. DJ said, that's saying it's just sounds. It can be sounds. Sound also can be, you know, impacted, you know, the sound can be demonic or holy. We can't say that because the lyrics make it unholy. That's not true, because music in itself is comprised of melody tunes. All these artistic expressions. As a matter of fact, since we're learning here tonight about music, because this is very important that we hear this, tell me, can God do something with this? Tell me if this is holy now. This is just tune. And what if screams and came? So that's music now. What part of holy is that?
It's not.
Anybody else want to beg to differ?
I guess I'm just kind of on the fence with it, because I guess it depends on how you're using it. If you say it's love, God screams.
No, it's no on this fence with that, because that cannot be. Heaven has seen, the Bible says, let your yea be yea and nay be nay. Ain't no in between, ain't no on the fence. Either God gets the glory out of it or not. What kind of impact does that have on anybody?
Fear.
Yeah. So how does God get the glory? See, you got to be very careful, because we can get on our own way even when it comes to music, because our pride can make us get in trouble. See, pride can be evoked in two different ways. And hear me out. This is pride. Pride can say, I'm not going to help them, but pride can also say, I'm not going to let them help me. I told you, we just getting here. Satan, been around. So Satan has used that when I'm on the fence against us too. See, my thing, either we for God or we not. Ain't no on the fence. In other words, the Bible says, do not let your good be evil spoken of. So we can't be on the fence. In other words, when we put out music and it's music, people shouldn't be guessing who you worshiping. When Jesus came, you think people was on the fence, or did they clearly know he represented God? Can somebody answer that?
Clear. They knew.
That music that I just played for you was haunted house music. How can we take that and use that for God? The only way we can take that and use that for God is showing you a version of heaven versus hell. In other words, I can only show you hell with that type of music and say, don't go there. That's it. I can fearfully scare you and say, you don't want to go over there. In other words, when we're doing the demonic part of this play, I can use that music. That's it. What's on the fence about that? Does that make any sense?
Makes 20 cents.
Yes, it does.
The reason why I'm telling you this is do not be trying to fight against Satan on our own. Because, see, we'll say, well, we're on the fence. And this is what happened, Mr. DJ. So many people will be on the fence, too. See, now we breach the dam. In other words, you're on the fence. The next person will be on the fence even more. In other words, we start to separate from God. This is your generation. What about the people after you? And we wonder why we're so far away from God? Take a wild guess. Because nobody wants to conform to holy. We always want to have our opinions, even with music. And your opinions, do you understand there was a billion, trillion, zillion other opinions before you? And this is why nobody goes back to the origin, and all these opinions tend to separate. In other words, you have a watered-down product. Y'all heard of Noni juice?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh. You know why it's watered down? Because the thing is, to make it go further, I'm going to water it down. In other words, it's not going to have the potency. Now the Word of God doesn't have the potency because people water it down with what? Opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all feel where I'm coming from with this?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Either it's holy or it's not. Satan wants you to have that debate, but you'll debate amongst yourselves because, see, I only see God one way. Ain't no debate in it. You know why people relationships go awry, astray? Because of all these opinions? No, it's either you do or you don't. Ain't no in between. Now that's accountability.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Oh, but when we start playing, now you're about to open up a whole other atmosphere, a whole other stratosphere that you don't want to get engaged to. In other words, we're learning here now, music either is of God or is not. Certain things you can't even justify and say, we can use that for God. You can't. Huh? Your vibrator, we adults, tell me how you can justify a vibrator to God. Go ahead and try and figure out that somebody's going to try and do it. Go ahead and justify that. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation. Somebody said cursing. Now, you might say, but, you know, oh, that's just wrong. No, all of it's wrong. They said cursing. Well, where did cursing come from? Who was to say that God didn't create it? See, somebody always trying to justify something. But if y'all don't be careful, this is how music goes also. Don't you know? Who's crooked? Can we say, like, defense attorneys? Don't you know the defense attorney's primary job is to get them to do what? Form reasonable doubt. If you can say reasonable doubt, that means you can make them walk. I wonder what the devil is doing. Now, hold on. I just heard on this phone tonight, my main man said, I'm on a fence. That's called reasonable doubt. That means I can let my spirits walk right on up into your life because you don't have a defense. Can somebody say something on that? That's what defense attorneys do, right? They can get somebody off. That's what OJ did, right? They got him off by reasonable doubt. And you know, didn't the Bible say the author of confusion? Confusion causes doubt. As long as I can get all y'all not to agree, I can make my client walk. In other words, longer I can get all y'all not to agree, but if somebody over there that's smart, and that man said either that's holy or it's not, but y'all saying I'm on the fence. If I can get y'all all to saying I'm on the fence, I'm going to get y'all to go against him and let that spirit go ahead and from y'all to y'all kids and y'all generations after that, and I win. That's how music operates, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it sure does.
That's why we don't have no problem as long as it ain't curse music. Parents? Huh. As long as it ain't cursing, you don't have no problem with your child listening to it. Golly. As long as it ain't cursing? No. But where's God in it? Huh? You think, we opened up the door. You think we opened up the door. You really think that God is in that marching band? You really think that? Just because they play a whole lot of music every now and then, one song maybe? You think that God is good with all the jumping and jiving they're doing? Come on. Now, I know we can defend it because we like it or we was a part of it. But you tell me what part of holiness God getting out of that. What part of the glory he getting out of that? Is that more about the band or is it about God? I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting. See, remember itching ears. We typically will justify what we like. I told you, you cannot serve God emotionally. If you're emotional, Satan going to use you. I'm still waiting for that answer. Listen. So God all up in that, just because you hold hands with your trumpet playing and your drum ball and y'all pray before and y'all go out there and do something that's not of God? Tell me where God is in that. I'm waiting. Remember, God said he didn't come to bring about peace. Because, see, people don't like the truth. See, we like the truth as long as it applies to them, not us.
Yes, Lord.
The word of God cuts like a two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we like the marching band, but where does God get the glory? As a matter of fact, hold on. This is a learning center. They got that anointed voice, but is that about them hitting that long high note, or is it about God getting the glory? I am convinced you can cry all you want to. You can say God's name all you want to. Kirk Franklin was mad enough to admit it. He was making all those CDs and still addicted to something. So, see, he was just mad enough to tell the truth. Now, everybody else going to stand up and say it? Because you're doing all that, but where's the anointing? It's all about you. It ain't about God. You want to be seen and heard. It ain't about God. Because if it was about God, the worship would be through the music, the lifestyle. The lifestyle. Lord, the lifestyle would be the forefront of what you do.
Right. Yes, indeed.
How many people get up just to sing and be heard and then cry and say, thank you, Jesus? But the lifestyle don't match up with that soundtrack.
Yes, Lord.
But y'all don't want to know the truth, do you?
Oh, yes.
Let's put music in its proper place. Leave it alone, Sam. You can sing all you want to about God and go straight, direct, fast track to hell. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Because if you be honest with yourself, how many people want to be seen? If you be honest with yourself. Because we let people build us up and say, girl, man, you can sing. You can do that. And you let pride sit in, because that's what the devil wants. The devil wanted to be off of God and on anything other than God. So he'll use you to get the glory. Get the glory. That's why you don't sing unless it's for money. Get the glory.
Come on.
Huh? That's why you don't sing unless it's for a big audience. That's the only time you'll really dress up. Other than that, you'll just come down, dress down, slippers and all, and do a little something, something. But then when it's for a big audience, that's when you really do get going. Get the glory. Y'all want to know the truth about music, right?
Right. Yes, indeed.
Huh? So you need to learn what you're listening to. The thing is, we ask for discernment, but do we really want discernment? The Learning Center. You got to be able to discern. Just because it sounds good don't mean it is good. As a matter of fact, y'all heard this song, I'm in love with the coke. I'm in love with the coke. And everybody was singing us up until we got smart and said, what is Coco?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, we've been deceived all this other time, too. And we was bumping it. Don't say you wasn't. Don't say you wasn't. And we was jamming to something that was satanic because Coco is cocaine. And you were singing it. Now, if Satan can get us through melodic... Oh, Lord, have mercy. See? I'm just tearing down what was already presented. The Learning Center is more than just the beat. You got to look beyond the beat. Because he'll use a beat because he knows what you like.
Mm.
And we so careless, we just start saying it. So in other words, we represent something other than God, yet we don't even know what we represent, and we're okay with it because of what? Emotionally, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that some good learning? I think so.
Yes, indeed. Yes, Lord.
It's one of many. It got some songs that's out there that he has yet to break down and we have yet to decipher. But the thing is, if you know it's not from God, you should leave it alone regardless. But we make the old excuse by saying stuff like, shoot, I don't see nothing wrong with it. It ain't saying nothing bad. Well, you keep on playing that game. Because the thing is, if you operate in God, he said, whatever you do, this is why we gave the scriptures just on yesterday, whatever you do, make sure he gets all the praise and the glory. So if you're doing it, make sure, so how is he getting glory out of something you don't see nothing wrong with? Show me where he gets the glory out of it. Show me where God gets the glory out of you, you know, marching in the band and doing your little thing and humping on the ground and doing it. Show me where he gets the glory, and I'll back up. I will back up. I will openly say I'm wrong. Where do you get the glory out of it? And don't be funny and facetious saying that he gave me the talent to dance. Not for that. He gave you a talent. Everything God gave you, he wanted back in return. In other words, he wants you to multiply it. God don't take trash. See? See how you break that down? And it kind of hurt all the feelings simply because we have been, that's what we're tied to. That's all we know. But God don't care about hurt feelings. He just wants to save souls.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's clear?
Very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuke is good. Mm-hmm. That shows love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that we can't do is play with God. Not under my tutelage. Can't do it. Some facts about me that we need to know. 12 facts. Number one, I'm going to go through them really quickly. There's some research I've done. Number one, the chills you get when you listen to music is mostly caused by the releasing dopamine while anticipating the peak moment of a song. You get chill. And I'm just going down a list of stuff that I see. Number two, there are a few activities in life that utilize the entire brain, and music is one of those. Music utilizes the entire brain. That means the Bible says where your mind goes, you go. In other words, as a man thinketh, so is he. In other words, be careful what you listen to, even if it's just a beat. Because if you associate that beat with damage, destruction, fear, don't listen to it. Get you a beat that you can associate with that brings joy and unity.
All right.
Three, playing music regularly will physically alter your brain structure. Wow. If it can alter your brain structure, it can alter your life.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
Number four, the brain responds to music the same way it responds to something that you eat. Now, that's powerful. That's powerful. If water hydrates you, if food gives you energy, music can also do something to you. These are facts about music since we're learning. Number five, 12 of them. 5, listening to music while exercising can significantly improve your workout performance. And that is so absolutely.
What you do? Yo, who? Oh.
Somebody need to be on mute, Ms. Tiana. As a matter of fact, everybody go on mute, please. Listening to music while exercising can significantly improve your workout performance. Absolutely true. Unmute, Ms. Candy. Absolutely true. 6, an emotional attachment can be the reason for your favorite song choice. An emotional attachment, Ms. Candy. Ain't that something?
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
That's good. 7, your heartbeat changes to mimic the music you listen to. Slow music, slow rhythm. Fast music, fast rhythm. Is that not true?
It definitely is.
Mm-hmm. 8, listening to happy versus sad music can affect the way you perceive the world around you. If that's not true, it can affect the way you perceive things around you, what you listen to. This is so vital why we have to listen, be careful as to what we listen to.
True.
Huh? An earworm, 9. That's something you can't get out your head. That song that you can't get out your head, earworm. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? 10, music triggers activity in the same part of the brain that releases dopamine. That's the pleasure chemical.
Right.
Oh. That's strong. Hmm? Music 11 is often prescribed to patients with Parkinson's disease and stroke victims. Look at how it helps. Oh. And 12, according to a study, learning a musical instrument can improve fine motor reasoning skills. Ain't that something? Music, the influence, it is powerful. Did it help somebody out?
Yes, sir.
Huh? That is very important. Do not let Satan steal God's glory. By what you sing, play, listen to, don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. Okay? I do open up the floor to some real quick questions that we may have had. I think we had a couple of questions from some people. So go ahead and press *5. *5 about music, real quickly.
Mr. Hart, I do have a question as well as we get started here. And it's from the perspective of our parents, because we have musicals and things at school, and one wanted to know what position should they take about their children listening to the different music, because sometimes it's one of the recent productions used Proud Mary and a couple of other popular songs from back in the day, but they still were secular songs, so what approach or what position should they take with their children participating and listening to that music?
You have to educate your children up front early and often. You have to. You got to pray over them, protect their ears. You have to instill in them what should be versus, you know, because if you don't instill in your child, it's almost like a young girl dating someone in the street, yet her father doesn't date her. She needs to date father first so he can instill what it should be, and then when she does date, she'll know what it should be like. So if we don't instill what it should be, they'll take on that music and see that's what it should be to them. Because schools, it's so sad the way they do. They operate. They don't want God in schools, but they want everything else in there.
True.
Okay. So we have to give them what's right. And so they can actually go in knowing what the devil's angle is, and they still have to partake and participate according to the natural law, but God would even protect them in the lion's den.
All right. All right. Next caller that has a question. Good evening, caller.
Yes, good evening. I just had a scripture to share regarding our topic this week as we're talking about the influence of music. And really just, for me, one of the things this week was just going forward, just being aware of what I'm listening to. So often we get intrigued by the beat, and I know Mr. Cardi talked about that a lot earlier on, and that's one of the things for me would be the beat. So sometimes I wouldn't be very in tune to what the lyrics were until further down the line. But just going forward, just to be aware of what it is that we're allowing to enter into our ears. And the scripture I have this evening comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It states, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And for me, that scripture, sometimes, you know, we wonder sometimes what's going on, why we're feeling some type of way. And, you know, given a certain song we may hear, takes us back to those things. So just if going forward, we just remember to, you know, be aware once again of what we're listening to and make sure what we're listening to exemplifies who Christ is. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We have another caller. Good evening, caller. To share your question.
Hello, everyone. I wanted to share a song. I'm not going to play it, but it's an old song. It's called Lovely Day by Bill Withers. And my question is, which was kind of answered on the call already, was even though it's not a Christian song, it does have a positive message. And so my question is, how do you decide or determine the song is, if it is glorifying God, or if it's given a positive vibe or a positive look on life? And so as we talk to the call now, we said music plus lyrics, not just the beat, but it's the music and the lyrics. So just further clarification on that.
Okay. This is the deal. First and foremost, please be careful with asking that around people who are immature. I'm going to tell you why. Because Satan has people that he, you know, enforces and sends out to. And that's a question that they'll take and run with. That's right. See, that's what I'm saying. Don't you know we are human? Less than perfect. Not as a badge of honor and excuse. What I'm saying is human, mankind, justify their immediate actions. So if I'm doing rap and I want to get me a Kevin Gates beat, I'm going to justify it and say nobody can't say that ain't of God. But I know deep down in my heart I'm trying to be like Kevin Gates. I'm just doing the Kevin Gates beat, so I'm not that type of rapper, so I'm using godly music because I can't make it on that level, but I can make it over here. Mankind justify what they're doing. Birds of a feather flock together. That's why people run to itching ears. You know, they run to people who say things that they like. Because that's why people say, my pastor say ain't nothing wrong with drinking. Because your pastor probably drinking.
True.
Comprende? The reason why I said be careful of that type of question is because the immature person is going to create an argument with you. And don't argue about something that is already defended. You don't have to defend God. With music like that, okay, it's really about a person's intent. Do understand, not everybody sees their own intent. The blind can't see nothing, so how can they even see their own intent?
Mm-hmm.
So don't have pity. See, what I'm saying is that question is not open-ended. It's closed and shut door. But to somebody who's not mature, they can say, well, it's just a matter of a person's heart. But see, the thing is, then they'll say, don't judge me. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you the judgment that has been rendered already. Just like if I told you, ooh, you're about to get in trouble. You know mama don't like that. I didn't judge you. I just told you what mama don't like. And I told you mama said she's going to whip those who disobey her. So did I judge you or did I tell you what mama don't like? You see? So what will happen is with your question, when people say, well, ain't nothing wrong with that song, stuff like that. Okay, but how are you using that song? Because I can take that same song, just like if it was $100 right there, you can take it and do something wrong with it. I can go take it and trick with it. And then I can justify my tricking and say, God told me to help somebody. I'm just helping them. But I only helped out Tiana because I want Tiana to come over to my house so we can do something. That's it. but I justify my actions and throw God's name on it. People will justify what they do. So they'll say, you can't judge my intent, and don't you argue with people. Because that same song, okay, that has good motives to you can be something else that someone, see, sometimes people use God's name, they use his name as a co-signing agent just to get the benefits of God. Remember the angel of light? In other words, Brandon, you can't tell me this ain't of God. I'm doing a godly song, but I'm just only saying that to get you off my back.
Mm-hmm.
My intent is something else. See, that's why God says he judges the heart of man. So don't have that debate with people to answer that question, because that's open-ended. It is based on the individual and their relationship with God and where they are with God at that moment. Because you can be in God and still put him off right now because you want to get you some. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So it's all about the intent. And they know. But blind people will always justify their wrong intent.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, sir. All right, we have another caller. Good evening, caller.
Good evening.
Your question or comment this evening? Great, thank you.
What?
How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Over the these last couple of calls, I have been learning a lot, and tonight especially. But I used to wonder, you know, they had these songs back in the days. You had tapes, cassette tapes at one time. And after all the R&B songs, they had one gospel song on the end. And pretty much that was always confusing to me. It was always confusing. So a lot of things that y'all have shared tonight, it really opened up my eyes. It's either you with the gospel or you with the R&B. It's no flip-flop. It's no straggling along the fence or anything like that. But, Mr. Carr, if you don't mind, can you give me a little more insight of why you think that that was done back in the days like that?
As far as with the albums?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's, listen, that, that's good. Listen to this, y'all, okay? That's still going on today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on today more than it was back then.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because people have a form, the Bible says, form, F-O-R-M, F-O-R-M, F-O-R, you know what a form is? An appearance, a form of godliness. But they lack the power. That's strong. In other words, Kevin Gates, how many artists, look at the rap, let's look at the rap genre. I'm going to show you how I'm talking about it. Because The Game and Ripper, a whole bunch of people actually using godly albums. They talking about God on their album, but they're full of curse words.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, look at it. In other words, the enemy has gotten so bold to I'm going to openly disrespect God. What I mean by that is, back in the day, it used to be yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Yes. Yeah.
Now parents, they get yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, your kids don't even respect you, nor your pastor, nor your God. And music is a prime way of they do it. Because see, at first they ain't call a woman a B-I-T, y'all know the rest. They ain't call her that. But now they do through music, because music made it popular to call her that.
Yes, sir.
Huh? So back then, they did it, they're doing it now. The same way. In other words, look at what the devil is saying. The devil trying to get people off your back. The devil is saying it's all right to be human. And being human says that you can curse and then you can still say, God, nobody can judge you. Foolery. If that's the case, then why do you judge all them pastors who slipped up one time in your eyesight?
Yeah.
Amen.
Why you judge them? Your favorite rapper, your favorite artist that slipped up 20 times on one album. And then get the, all I had to do is come back, like she just said, and say God on the last song or somewhere in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay with that. The reason why you're okay with it is because that's how you live. Because when you have a standard, you don't live like that. In other words, to a cheating woman, she's okay with a cheating man. But a woman who's upright and she don't cheat, she don't want somebody who won't cheat. The reason why you accept that artist like that is because you live the same lifestyle. Make sense?
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
You show me one woman who's sold out for her man, want a man who dipping and dodging, talking about, baby, I'm sorry, but he done cheated again, and baby, I'm sorry. She ain't accepting that. You know why? Because she wants somebody who's compatible with her, meaning somebody who's going to be faithful like she is. But the woman who always cheating and dipping and dodging, she okay with that.
Come on. Come on.
You may be okay with that simply because that's their lifestyle, because you're okay with cursing and doing whatever, and then talking about, but thank you, Jesus, on Sunday. That's why you're okay with it. Follow the leader. So the rap artists and got so bigoted and bold because they know we do nothing but play with God, because they knew if we didn't play with God, we wouldn't buy their records. And they ain't about to let nothing get in the way of their money. So they say, since y'all play with God, I'm a curse, and then I'm going to say God's name at the end and say, thank you, Jesus. Because y'all do it all the time. So now the name Jesus has become popular. It's just a popular name. And it actually helps me give me credentials and credit. That's why they put it in their albums. Because if it was going to mess up their moolah, they wouldn't say it. But they know that we are hypocrites and we have a form of godliness. And as long as somebody says, I love the Lord, you can't judge me, y'all okay with that. But I got a problem with that. Because you can say you love the Lord all you want to, just like somebody can say they love you. Why do you say no, you don't? You shouldn't question them. You just said you don't question when they say they love the Lord, so you shouldn't question when they say they love you. But you'll say when they love me, Mr. Carter, they did me wrong. Aha! They done did God wrong too. Now what you got to say? You okay with it because you do God wrong. That's why you're okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Make sense?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Anybody who have more than one child, if one child do wrong and the other one doing wrong, that's why the other one who do wrong would never say nothing to the one who doing you wrong, because they do wrong to you too. But I bet you the one that's going to come to your defense is be like, you ain't going to talk to my mama like that. You know why? Because they don't talk to you like that.
That's right.
Okay. Any other question?
We have one more caller, Mr. Carr. Good evening.
Hi, I just wanted to clarify and ask a question. Are all sounds considered music?
All sounds can be considered music. It's on the intake of the individual, because I can say, that's music to me. May not be to you. I can say,
okay,
that's music to me. Maybe not to you. Beatboxing is stupid to some people. That ain't music. But to some people, beatboxing is music.
Okay.
How the money out for that?
Okay. The reason why I ask that is because, just to clarify, I guess, my position, by definition, sounds are musical, but not music. I was always taught that music was a collection of sounds,
okay,
and they have to be mathematically correct.
Okay.
So if you whistle, if you blow a whistle, that does have a note, which means it is sound, but that doesn't make it music. So that's the only reason why I was saying that, you know, the power comes in when you put those combinations together, and the intent, which I totally agree with you, is that's what they're being used for. Because you can, you know, like you explained earlier about the scream and other things that people, you know, would use, back to the lady that was talking about her song, you know, could go both ways. I think there's a song that says, I'm lost without you. Did you play that one earlier in the week?
I did, but I know
the song that you played. Okay,
I know
on that song. Right. They debated for a long time that was an R&B song. And then the gospel people said, no, that's a gospel song. I forgot who it's by. It might be the Winans. I'm not sure. But it's, the name of the song is I'm Lost Without You.
Well, I got
and,
you. I got you.
I apologize. I don't know the name. I mean, the artist for it. But only thing I was saying is that music is exact. because it's ordained by God. But the intent on how we perceive it and which it was used, that's on us. That's
gotcha.
Definitely on us. So I totally agree with that.
Gotcha. And see, and the thing about it, one thing that you said, this is one thing that we got to be very careful with, because I tend to be a connoisseur of words. Okay? So one thing you said was you was taught. So my immediate question, I heard what you said, everything after that, but I'll stop it right there. Who taught you that? And this is about to give you your answer right there. I don't even have to ask because I know where it didn't come from. So who taught you that? Who taught you that that was the definition of music?
Mathematics by man.
By man, right?
Right, that's right.
That answered the question. Y'all see how I eliminated the question? That eliminates the whole debate because you don't have to argue about nothing. That was man taught. What can man teach us to override God?
That's right.
See how you just stopped it? Because Satan is all about confusion. Not saying that that's his approach, not at all, because we brothers like that. So that's not his approach. What I'm saying is we got to get our own way, and the Bible says the tradition of man nullifies the power of God. In other words, let me translate. What you have been taught nullify God's power, because what you have been taught is man's tradition, not his truth.
Amen.
Does that make sense, people?
Yes, it does.
Yes, sir.
And the thing is, flesh don't want to let go, because I can say what all my mama taught me, but I can care less. No disrespect to my mama, because if it didn't come from God, I can't keep it.
Amen.
Y'all understand? So to music to some, as a matter of fact, people challenge the ways of music. Music sometimes be off key. You know how they be boom, 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 then they just start, yeah, hold on, what is? But that's how it challenges now. And to them, it's music. It has no rhythmic pattern, no consistency. Okay?
Yes,
so we got to be very careful, because at the end of the day, it has a great influence over all of us. So we know what. Y'all ever heard that song, It's the God in Me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And then did y'all hear that song, Erica Campbell? I love God. You love God?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Love the song. I don't love the song because it's rap. I love it because that's what it means. I love God. You don't love God? But people got a problem with it because of the genre. Because it's rap.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Do you understand that's still not going to stop me from loving it? I don't care what people say. And I openly say of the song. Because that is my expression to God. I love God. You don't love God? You get mad at me, what you're human to say it in Ebonics? Huh? See, that's why music is about you and God, not about you others and God. Yeah. Y'all, this is good, I'm telling you. Because we are conformed to what other people want. Even if it's a godly thing. And we'll say, oh, well, I can't support that. God in me is a club song. Says, who? It's a car song. It's a house song for me. It's the God in me. You mad at that? Well, you take that up with God, but I'm going to keep on worshiping him through song. You take that up with God. The only reason why you're mad is because this course is in your life. You want to find something to be mad at. Because, see, a lot of people can say you're a female, you shouldn't be, and you can argue with that, too. A lot of people can say you're white, you shouldn't be, and you can argue with that. So, in other words, the devil always wants something to argue with. Stop arguing with people about their preference. If they are giving God the glory out of it, why are you mad?
Right. That's right.
I don't pray to God like you pray to God. Why are you mad? Control. And Satan wants to control us definitely through music. Don't be a control freak. It's time to go ahead and pray.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the word that went forth tonight, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, may all our intentions be towards you in word, in sound, in music, Heavenly Father. May it all
uplift you and focus on you, praise you, dear Lord, because we are gracious for the gifts that you give us, Heavenly Father, for all of the reasons in which music is medicine. It is a benefit to all of us if used correctly. We thank you for it, and we are gracious for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Number one, music can be an expression of worship. Music, number two, can help us focus our attention on God. Number three, music can be a means of peace, opening the way for worship. You know, when you get the sound of praise and worship before the word come forward, the praise and worship, oh, Lord, look at that music. Y'all have a nice night. Have Bible study on Wednesday. See y'all there.
All right. Good night.
Night.